In the last 2 weeks, 10 million workers in the United States have declared that they are suddenly unemployed and have filed to the government for unemployment benefits. This is a record since the government began collecting data about this half a century ago. There's 5.5 million renters in New York City, for example. That's two-thirds of the population. The New York Times estimates that 40% of them won't be able to pay rent this month, whether they want to or not. So this is a structural situation. It's not just a good idea that some anarchists had. It's a situation facing a large part of the what you could call the working class. Now, corporations also have the same economic problems where they don't have income now, but they have a lot more power. So they're able to assert themselves more easily. And corporations like Subway, which is a sandwich shop, another company called the Cheesecake Factory, they have already declared that they're not going to pay rent in April. You know, they have lawyers to defend them about this. And then landowners or householders, they have mortgage relief to protect them from losing their houses, but really there aren't similar programs to protect renters. In Canada, the airlines won't have to pay rent for until December for their airports. So there's all these protections for wealthy people. There's been some kind of stimulus package from the United States government, but if you look at it, really, it's just a lot of money going to these corporations again. And what it means practically is that when the little companies go out of business because of the pandemic and nobody being able to shop there, the big companies will have this money from the government so they can buy everything that belonged to the little companies. So what we're seeing is a tremendous consolidation of wealth and power in the hands of just a few corporations. Like Amazon, for example, is going to be able to turn the United States into one giant company town as a result of this. And a little bit of the money from the government program is supposed to go to us, $1,200 for each of us. But if you think about it, that's coming out of our tax money, and most of it is going to the corporations. So we're paying many thousands of dollars just to get $1,000 back from them. It's not going to solve the problems that we have. So there are some protections for renters. There are some protections for renters, but really all that we're being offered right now is the assurance that we won't be evicted for a few months. That doesn't solve the problem with all the rent that's due. You know, we're going to be, the idea right now from the ruling class is that when the pandemic is over, we will owe all this rent money, even though the economy will be destroyed, even though we won't have been able to work for months. And in that situation, you know, there's no answer for what we should do about this. So for these reasons, it's whether we like it or not, rent strike seems like the only way to address the issue, because there already were no protections in place for renters in the United States. Now, inside of the rent strike organizing, there are a few different political agendas or political poles. The more liberal or reformist groups like rentstrike2020.org are just asking for rent payments to be freezed. They're saying it should be okay for people to not have to pay now. More radical groups are saying that the rent should be canceled for this period of time. There's a group that has anti-authoritarian politics organizing around the rent strike called 5demands.global is their website. They maintain a hotline for people to call and get advice on how to organize rent strike activity. And they've been promoting 5demands in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Their 5demands are free health care, no work, no payments, release all prisoners, and then housing for all. You know, now, for us as anarchists, the things that they're describing that they want are good, but we don't really see any value in making demands of the government. Obviously, the government isn't going to give us these things unless we're able to actually create them ourselves through our own organizing. So rather than addressing ourselves to the government as if the government could fix what they're doing or could come up with some kind of kinder, gentler capitalism, we think the most important thing is that we take the steps through direct action to bring about the changes that we want to see in our society. So the rent strike is an example of this. You know, workers going on strike so that they're not subjected to risk from the virus is another example of that. Similarly, we should be fighting to make it impossible for them to evict people. We need to be organizing to make sure that when this is over, the landlords are not able to impose negative consequences on people who participated in the strike. So as far as how this is going, as far as how the rent strike is playing out, well, it's hard to know how many people are participating in it because of their economic need and how many people are doing it for political reasons. But the hope is that as this goes on, the fact that there's political organizing around it will give people an opportunity to make the conditions that they're in into a point of departure for political activity and solidarity, so that we will all come out of this more connected to each other and with a more radical analysis. It's a tactic that begins from where we are, from the crisis that we're experiencing, but that points us to another world. And it's not clear how far it will spread, you know, but in the house that I live in, when we talked to our landlord said that they had been hearing the same thing from a lot of the other tenants. And this isn't going to be solved by May. I think the order for us to stay inside and the damage to the economy, both of these things are going to last for months. You know, the pandemic could last for months and the damage to the economy could last for years. So even if people are still trying to pay their rent this month, by next month, they're going to have to be, they're going to have to come up with another solution. And they'll have more reason to be interested in getting involved in this struggle. So one of the results of the pandemic that we're afraid of is that the state is going to grab a tremendous amount of power, that they will create new justifications in the name of protecting our health, which they've never cared about, for controlling people, for attacking and killing people. And so the rent strike fundamentally is a way to build solidarity and the capacity to resist collectively as we prepare for the next round of struggles that we will be in to defend ourselves and the possibility of a future of freedom and solidarity for humanity. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you about this. We think that this kind of organizing is really important, and we hope that it will spread all around the world.